is the word data plural or singular? Is the Oxford comma correct or incorrect to use? These questions might not keep you awake at night, but if they do, my guest can answer them. Hello, I'm Nikki Daniels, Head of Innovation Martlesham, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Kim Moravac, founder of Moravac Science Editing. Well, thanks, Kim, so much for chatting by phone with me today. I'd love to start by asking exactly what is academic editing, please?
Well, thank you, Nikki. It's really great to be here. So research and development, it's a big deal in today's society. There are almost 8 million people, full-time academic researchers globally. That's 1/1000th of the global population, but most of them, as you can imagine, are not native English speakers. Now, by contrast, almost all of the journals that publish this research, like Nature and IEEE Transactions, are exclusively in English. These journals are a critical part of the scientific process, but they have a really low acceptance rate and high criteria, and they will reject papers based on language quality. And so you can kind of see how English as a second language can be a real disadvantage for some people. I take these papers about research studies and I edit the language so it's to a extremely high professional standard, and in that case the science in them can be judged fairly.
Wow, what an interesting job. So you point out the challenges of English as a second language. So I was wondering how you correct the English whilst making sure you don't change what the authors are saying about the science.
Yeah, I think that's the main concern of anyone who hires an editor, including me. So I have an undergraduate degree in electrical engineering with an emphasis on mathematics and a doctorate in computer vision and artificial intelligence. And I've worked at Xerox and University College London, so I'm pretty familiar with the underlying science, more so than a regular editor would be. I also use published examples to make sure the language style is right. You mentioned whether data is plural or singular. Originally, data is a Latin term, and it is plural. The singular of data is datum, and that's a single point which, in the Victorian era or even earlier, was really hard to come by. But these days, data is big, it's massive, like water or air, and it makes sense linguistically and logistically to think of it as something similar to those things, which we treat as singular in English. But the academic community is formal in style and slow to change, so if you're writing for researchers, you'd probably better use data are, not data is, if you want to sound smart.
Haha, so now we know data should be plural. But should we use the Oxford comma?
Oh my goodness, so the Oxford comma is such an emotive subject for grammar geeks, and occasionally even ends up in the national newspapers, or in America, it was the basis for a lawsuit. I've been editing since 2011, so I've had time to consider this issue in detail. The upshot is, if you don't use it, the potential for misinterpretation is high. But even if you do use it, you can also be misinterpreted. So my advice and suggestion is to follow your heart or your style guide and be mindful of how your text could be misread.
I noted you said that you started in 2011, Kim. So what is next for Kim Moravac?
Well, Nikki, I love academic editing, so I won't be quitting anytime soon. But I also have a few fun and interesting projects. I have a YouTube channel about the quirks and unknown features of Microsoft Word. The channel is still in its early days, but it's a heck of a lot of fun. And it's almost got 100 subscribers, who can't all be wrong. I also write articles about grammar and writing issues with a focus on science on Medium and my blog. I announce these on my LinkedIn feed, which anyone is welcome to follow, or you can find details on my company page.
Well, Kim, it's been a delight spending some time with you today, but I'm hearing how very busy you are, so I'm going to let you go, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.
It was great to be here. So for anyone who's interested, my website is moravecediting.wordpress.com, and Moravec is spelled Moravec. That's Alpha Victor Echo Charlie. Thank you again, Nikki, and looking forward to chatting again.